News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow afternoon, the City of College Station and Chamber of Commerce hosting a ribbon cutting for the new festival site at Wolfpin Creek Park in College Station. This is a project that's been around for some 20 years, according to Parks Recreation Director David Schmitz. And he and I visited a little bit this afternoon about the evolution of the Wolfpin Creek Corridor and specifically about what the festival site offers.
Well, the festival site is the last part of the development of the Wolfpin Creek Corridor, which has been going on over two decades now. And we're looking at an area that's close to 10 acres in size. But when you put all kinds of development in it, it gets a little bit smaller. But it's a pretty good sized piece of property.
If you could run down the amenities in the festival area.
Well, what we've done is we've added a cut through off of Dartmouth over to Colgate that basically goes behind the Arts Center. And in that, there are some additional parking spaces. And that is an area that people can go up at that side of the park and enter the festival grounds from. We've got a 10-foot wide concrete path that runs around the perimeter of the site, and it's lighted and has electric and water hookups about every 50 feet or so around the perimeter. So when we do events out there, we'll be able to supply electric and water. When we don't have festivals going on, it's a fantastic park. We've got a lot of joggers out there and people walking their dogs and just enjoying the park itself. When we have events, it gives us enough area to host things like fajita cook-offs and car shows and things like that, where we have enough room and space to actually spread out a little bit and welcome a lot of people.
And now that this is all coming together, how is this going to be marketed so it can be used by folks locally as well as those out of town?
Well, what we're looking at right now, obviously, the park is there as a park, so the local people can come and go when there's no event. But when there's an event, there are several options. People can still rent the amphitheater and have concerts going on there and not use the festival site area, or vice versa, have a festival going on. If they don't need the concert area, they don't have to utilize that. So it's set up where it can be separate, but it's also connected. So if we've got events like World Fest currently uses the stage and sets up out in Holloman Street, we're looking at expanding that event and actually getting them out of the street up into the festival site area and utilizing the entire park for events like that.
Something else that just popped into my head, I don't know how the layout's going to work this year, but I understand Earth Day, for instance, continues to grow, and so this gives more options about how exhibitors can use the area.
It does. It gives them more room and a better way to lay out their event, and they can bring in actual demonstration-type machines if they've got some recycled things that they want to show. There's room to do that, and they can get up in that area, and people can get to them pretty easy.
How well did it come together? Everybody happy with the way that it's been put together?
Well, there was a lot of talk just recently about this last piece. There were plans to include some buildings and restrooms and even water features and things like that didn't make the final cut. Maybe in the future, there's room to expand and do that kind of stuff. But for what we have out there, it's going to be very functional as a festival site, and it's definitely going to add to the types of facilities we have in this town to offer for large events.
Anything that I've missed?
We've got a lot of events that we're already starting to try to schedule up there. We have several 3Ks and 5K events that want to utilize the area. We're talking with the Arts Center for them to cooperate with us and do some art-type events out there. So it's pretty exciting right now, planning for how to use the facility.
I would think it would behoove those who have associations with organizations and so forth just to go out on their own and just by themselves, just walk around, particularly, again, that 10-foot path, and just try to envision the types of things that they can do there. Again, regardless of whether they need the entire acreage or just need a portion of the acreage.
That's exactly right. In fact, staff was out there yesterday doing just that, looking at different possibilities, and we're drawing up maps and scenarios so that when people come and ask us about facilities and how they can be used, we've got some ideas already, but it'd be great if they came with some of their own ideas and we can work those kinds of things out and get a lot more activity.
And that sort of ties into the ribbon cutting and the grand opening, because there's going to be a lot of city staff there that you can bounce some ideas off of.
Most definitely, and we've tried to invite just as many people as we can think of that were involved. Of course, going back over two decades, there are a lot of people that have been involved with the Wolfpin Creek Corridor, and we're trying to invite as many of those people as we can, but I'm sure we'll miss a few. So it's kind of a general open door to come on out 4:30 on Wednesday, and we're going to do a ribbon cutting on site.
Thanks again to David Schmitz with the City of College Station, the Parks and Recreation Director, for getting us caught up on the Wolfpin Creek Festival site, a $900,000 project that was just completed last month. And the ribbon cutting is taking place with the help of the Chamber of Commerce tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. If you'd like to attend, parking available at the new festival site parking lot, or you can park at the Arts Council office at Dartmouth and Colgate. Again, that's tomorrow at 4:30. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.